It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Welcome back to The Savvy Psychologist. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and every week I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. We'll use the best of psychology to help you be happy, healthy, and most importantly, yourself. A wise person once said, "Dysfunctional family is redundant." I know my extended family includes its fair share of characters, and I'm sure yours does too. You hopefully spend most of the year insulated from family shenanigans, but when everyone from alcoholic Uncle Milt to judgy Cousin Carrie is devouring turkey around your dining room table, it can get a little dicey. To that end, here are 7 tips for dealing with difficult family members on Thanksgiving, or at any family gathering for that matter. Tip number 1. Socially acceptable avoidance. So I don't usually advocate for avoidance, but if it's just to get you through the holiday weekend, I'll cut you yards of slack. Socially acceptable ways to get out of the house are to volunteer at a community Thanksgiving for the less fortunate, run a turkey trot 5K, or even get started on your holiday shopping. Just be sure to tell family you're looking for presents for them. But if you do have to stick around, focus on judiciously avoiding the 1 or 2 people you know you'll have a hard time with. So when Aunt Dottie sets her sights on you, go see if folks in the kitchen need a hand, offer to head out for more ice, or round up a group for a brisk walk and get out of the house. In the end, do whatever works. Again, avoidance doesn't work in the long run, but used wisely, it can get you safely through until it's time for pumpkin pie. Tip number 2, find a buddy. Find a like-minded relative, you'll spot her also trying to suppress the eye rolls, and agree to look out for one another. For example, rescue your cousin from getting cornered by Uncle Rick. After all, you really need help with these mashed potatoes. And in return, ask her to suddenly, urgently need your assistance when your sister tries to ask you for money.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Tip number 3, you don't have to serve booze. A straightforward, though perhaps controversial, method to cull the drunken behavior is simply not to serve alcohol. You do run the risk of Uncle Milt heading off to the liquor store for a bottle of Jack, or relatives drinking in the driveway like it's a high school homecoming, but your message will be clear. And if you're feeling brave, you could also talk to the usual suspect beforehand. explain that you'd love to celebrate Thanksgiving with him or her, but the person they become when they're drinking is simply not welcome this year. Tip number 4, don't take the bait. So who's the relative who always gets a rise out of you? To deal, decide that it takes 2 to tango and don't engage with them. Make an executive decision not to talk about politics with grandpa anymore. Gently change the subject when your cousin asks why you're still single, or leave the room when Uncle Larry brings up the midterm elections. Tip number 5, don't make a day of it. If you're hosting, consider serving dinner later, like 6 p.m., and ask people to arrive equivalently late, say around 4 p.m. Then you only have to get through 5 or 6 hours rather than an entire day. If you're a guest and you dread being at your sister's house all day, justify showing up late or leaving early by doing something socially acceptable from tip number 1, like volunteering at the local hospital or making it clear that you're hitting the stores for the perfect Christmas present for your sister's kids. Or just make it known ahead of time that you'll be late or have to leave early. No explanation needed. Tip number 6. If your family holds in the crazy for strangers, invite a friend along. A work friend with family far away, your friendly French neighbor who wants to try a real American Thanksgiving, or another fresh face may improve your family's conduct. If your family errs on the side of good behavior when there's a stranger among them, this could be win-win. Needless to say, if your family would let it all hang out, even if the queen were coming, spare your friend the ordeal. And finally, tip number 7. Plan a post-Thanksgiving get-together with your friends. Before Thanksgiving weekend, plan a night out or a night in, whatever your style, with your friends for the week directly following Thanksgiving. Plan to debrief, tell all the crazy stories, and shake your heads in disbelief together. That way, you'll experience the Thanksgiving Day political diatribes, drunken singing, and other ridiculousness, not as a migraine in the making, but as fodder for your night out. After it's all over, congratulate yourself on being functional. You may not be able to choose your family, but you can choose a shrewd strategy or two to keep you sane. And with some practice, you may even consider showing up for the next family gathering. If the Savvy Psychologist is useful to you, let me know by signing up for the forthcoming email newsletter. We'll never sell your email and never send you spam. Go to quickanddirtytips.com/newsletters and sign up to get exclusive tips delivered straight to your inbox. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and we'll finish our series on panic next week. In the meantime, a transcript of the podcast is available 24/7 on quickanddirtytips.com/savvy-psychologist. And of course, I always have to say, the Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for psychiatric care or psychotherapy by a licensed professional. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Thanksgiving, and I'll see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.